Absolutely not. I have to go talk to him. When did you ever become the one that makes decisions here? No, I am your mother. I know what is right for you, and I need to speak to your coach. So you're going to stand right here, you're going to shut the fuck up, and you are going to watch and learn as I fix this mess that you got yourself into. Be fucking grateful that you have a mother that is willing to do what I am for you. Good. I'm glad you understand. You're welcome. Now, go talk to your friends, do whatever the fuck you have to do. Just let me handle this. Hi, Coach. Do you mind if I have a word with you? Yeah. I know, it's lunchtime. That's why I decided to come in right now. I don't really have time after school. And I was hoping that I could have this conversation with you, and it would determine how practice goes after school today. Yes, I think stepping into your office would actually be very prudent. This is probably a much better privately held conversation than to have this discussion in front of all the other students. Sure, lead the way. It's definitely very cozy in here. Sure, we'll take a seat. Not the most comfortable chairs, though. Yeah, I mean, I work in a very high-end office, so our chairs are worth more than this entire school building probably is. Yeah. Excuse you? No, I definitely heard you whispering under your breath that I am an entitled cunt. Oh, you know what? No, that's perfect. I'm so glad you brought that up because that explains so fucking much. Yeah, that actually goes to the core of exactly what I came here to discuss. And you just told me pretty much everything I need to know, instead of wasting time and having me sit here and ask you why you haven't let my son practice for the last month and why you don't let him play. I mean, when he did play, you always sat him on the bench anyway, so I don't know what the fucking point was anyway. I guess now you're just being more outwardly obnoxious about it. My son is not a bad teammate, and he's certainly not a bad student. So the only reason that you would have to not let him play and to exclude him from this is some stupid personal vendetta that you have against him because you don't like him or his parents. And I don't frankly understand what the fucking problem is. I don't know you, you don't know me, you don't know my husband, you don't know my child like that, you don't know our family. So your presumption that we're all uppity cunts is not enough to prevent my son from playing on this team. You need to understand something. Listen, I'm talking right now, okay? So if I were you, I would lower my voice and shut my mouth and listen. So, I don't know what your fucking problem is. I don't know what ideas you have in your head about who we are, but certainly you should not be imputing them upon my son. Okay, my son is a sophomore. He played on the freshman JV team, which is extraordinary because not many people ever get to do that. He got in based on his pure fucking talent. And he's been doing excellently. He's supposed to be playing on the varsity team next year when he's a junior and when he's a senior because he's going to college with a big, fat sports scholarship. Do you understand? Listen, I don't know what fucking world you live in where you think that you have any grounds for suspending my son from the team. You don't have any fucking reasons. I can go to administration right now. You know what? In fact, I can walk into the principal's office and I could just tell Ted what you're fucking doing and get you fired. But you know what? I thought, I'll be nice. I'll play nice for once. I won't be that ball-busting bitch that everyone at network knows me for. I'll give you a chance. You seem like a half-decent guy. But, well, I guess my estimation of your personality was incorrect. You don't think that Ted is going to give me the time of day? Oh, please. Ted and I go way back, okay? In high school, I used to fuck Ted and his sister. I went to church with them on Sundays. I sat at the breakfast nook with them while his mom prepared my eggs over easy and added oat milk to my fucking coffee before it was even a thing, okay? Ted and I go so much further back than you can ever fucking imagine. And just because he is your boss does not mean that he's gonna have any sense of loyalty towards you, okay? I'm sure I could march into his office right now and tell him just exactly what's going on here, and he would reinstate my son into the team, maybe even push him up to the fucking varsity team just to spite you. And then he would make sure that he was starring in every single game just to piss you off. And hey, if I'm feeling generous and I go in there and I fuck the shit out of him, I know that he would be more than amenable to firing your fucking pathetic ass. So, I think you need to change your fucking tone because you're barking up the wrong tree. What, suddenly you don't have anything to say? Oh, but you were leading in there so macho and so headstrong because you're the coach and you can get away with murder because this sports program is the most renowned in the entire state. Go on. Tell me more about how much power you have, big man. You don't have shit. That's it? You're just gonna look at me? What do I want you to say? I'm not asking you to say anything specifically. I just want to make sure that thick skull of yours isn't preventing you from understanding the words coming out of my very plump, beautiful lips. Oh, so you can't talk, but you can roll your eyes at me. Isn't that something that you guys get these kids in trouble for? Making faces, talking back, rolling their eyes, being disrespectful little fucks. No. Before you keep talking, I want you to apologize. For rolling your eyes at me and being disrespectful. I don't want to hear it. I don't give a fuck what you have to say. I want you to say, I am sorry, ma'am. I was a rude, disrespectful little bitch. And I'm sorry. Don't just look at me like a fucking idiot. You heard the words. Either say them or this conversation is over. Oh, see, it wasn't that hard to follow instructions, was it? I think you have a problem with authority. Oh, that's exactly why you probably became a high school coach. Because it's really the only control you have over anything. And of course, lording over these children and making yourself feel better about your pathetic fucking life is probably the only thing that makes you feel like a man, isn't it? Stop stammering. It makes you look even more pathetic. Look, I don't have the time or the patience for this right now. I came here to make sure that you get my son back in the team. You let him practice with the other boys. You let him play in the games. And you let him go on tour for the tournament. This one and every single one that comes after. Don't just sit there glaring at me. You need to respond with a yes, ma'am. Okay. You know, maybe you're just not hearing me clearly. Maybe I have to get up from this chair, walk over to this side of the desk, sit right in front of you, and get in your face like this. Maybe that's better. Maybe that way you can better feel the energy rolling off of me and understand how fucking serious I am about this. Maybe then you can understand that I am not fucking around with you, coach. Come on, it's not that hard. It's two words. Don't clench your jaw like that. Oh, you're glaring at me. Do you think that's going to make me scared? Or do you think it's going to make me feel bad for you? No. I said you're going to let my son back on the team. You're going to let him play. And you are going to feature him in every single fucking game. It is non-negotiable. Your answer is yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for telling me how to do my fucking pathetic job. Thank you for reminding me about what a useless fuck I am. That a woman who knows next to nothing about hockey has to tell me what to do. Now, look me in the fucking eyes and tell me, yes, ma'am, I understand and I will do as you say. I don't understand how this is so hard for you. Am I making you nervous? Are you nervous that I'm going to walk into Ted's office, give him a good little suck and fuck, and you're going to be on your ass out the door by mid-afternoon? Are you afraid you're going to lose your job and any possibility of a future career doing anything like this once word gets around of what a shitty fucking job you did here? No? What is it then? Oh. Oh. Okay. I think I know what's making you nervous. Well, if you take that clipboard off of your lap, I think I could tell exactly why you're having such a hard time talking, and why you're having such a hard time looking me in the eyes. No. Don't try to backtrack out of it, okay? I know exactly what's going on here. Drop the clipboard. No, drop the clipboard. No, I don't want to hear it. I know you've been eye-fucking me since the moment I got here. Because it's all you ever do when I walk around in here is eye-fuck me when I come pick my son up, sometimes when I drop him off, and even at the games. I'm not fucking stupid. I'm not just some dumb, sweet, innocent little bimbo. I am a grown-ass fucking woman with a lot of experience to boot. So, don't deny it. I know why you're so squirrely. I know why you're stammering. I know why you are hesitating to even move. Now show me the evidence. Take off that clipboard from your lap. Don't make me tell you again. Because if I tell you one more time, I'm going to rip it out of your hands. And then we're going to have a bigger problem. Good. So you do know how to follow directions. It seemed like you were having some trouble there. Huh. Now. Again, look me in the fucking eyes when I talk to you. Why the fuck is your cock so hard? Yeah, the stammering is actually kind of endearing. Yeah, it was pissing me off before, but boy, do I like to see you sweat. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so cute when you struggle for your words. Definitely very pathetic, but I kind of like it. Yes, you admitting to being attracted to me is reasonable given the evidence that I just presented. But is that all? I mean, I'm not wearing anything out of the ordinary. It's just a run-of-the-mill black skirt suit with a button-down shirt. Very sensible red pumps. I mean, there's nothing about what I'm wearing that could just automatically make your cock that hard. I mean, I understand being maybe at half mast. It is kind of a tight skirt suit and it is very perfectly fitted to my curves. But it's not like you can see anything. I mean, the amount of cleavage that I'm showing is also very sensible. You know what I think, Coach? I think it's not just looking at me that's turning you on. I think that what's getting you off is how I'm treating you. Is that right? Well, that little shiver tells me that I'm getting somewhere. And quite frankly, I don't think that there's any more room in your pants for your cock to press up against. Huh. I mean, I was convinced that you had the most pathetic fucking cock known to man, given the way that you lord over control and the way you think yourself so fucking important. I thought it was just some severe overcompensation for a lack of operable equipment. I wasn't necessarily right, but it's not like you have a big fucking thick cock either. You are at best mediocre. Yeah. Well, I can't imagine that you last very long anyway, even with your not so small, but definitely not big cock. I'm pretty sure you bust pretty fucking quick, don't you? I mean, when was the last time you even fucked someone or somebody fucked you? By that look, I'm guessing it's been a very long time, hasn't it? Oh, I am gonna have so much fun with you. And your cock just keeps getting harder. So sweet. So adorable. So fucking pathetic. You know what? Maybe I should have taken another tactic. Maybe I should have just thrown myself at you instead. Because by the way you're looking at me, I can tell you want to be balls fucking deep inside me. Maybe I should have just offered that from the get-go instead of coming in here with threats and just such harsh words. No, if I did that, you wouldn't be leaking pre-cum into that little wet spot that you're making right now, would you? I bet you would have taken me up on it, but it wouldn't have been exciting you as much as all of this has, huh? What was it? Was it when I ordered you to say yes, ma'am? Was that the moment that you realized that it's just going to be a little bit of a different dynamic? Or was the moment that pushed you over the edge when I sat over here, right in front of you, up close and personal, so close you can smell my perfume, and you get a much better look at everything I'm working with? Oh, and my lips are so close to yours. I could just kiss you at any minute. And I bet you've been thinking about that, haven't you? And I bet that instead of picturing bending me over this desk and railing me or pushing me down on it and fucking me into the next dimension, you've been imagining me sliding off this desk and sliding onto your lap. Straddling you just like this. Gripping your cock. Taking it out of your pants, sliding down onto it, and aggressively riding you, telling you what a pathetic fuck you are, that I have to do all the work, and I have to teach you how to use your fucking cock, just like I have to teach you how to do your job and be a fucking coach. Oh, I'm obviously not wrong. I felt that twitch under my hand. And that spot is getting a little bit bigger. I wonder what would happen if I just get up, get off of you, and leave you like this. I'm so frustrated. The blue balls are gonna be so bad. Look at all that pre-cum you've already dripped out. Oh, did you just address me correctly? Please, no, ma'am. Oh, that's a good boy. You have the hang of this. It's not your first time, is it? It's okay. You can admit that you enjoy being treated like this. Oh, that's what I love to hear. Yes, ma'am. Well, now, I don't believe that I heard you answer my question. Which one, ma'am? The one I asked you earlier, before I made this delicious discovery. Do you understand what you are meant to do in terms of letting my son play on this team? Yes, that is the answer I was looking for. But I don't think you really meant it. No. I'm gonna need a louder response and confirmation that you understand what you're meant to do. Oh. You can't be any louder than that. The students aren't gonna hear you. Oh, what a shame. I don't give a fuck. Now, I'm gonna stop rubbing your cock. Oh, please no, ma'am. Please, it feels so good. Oh god, that is music to my fucking ears. But, wait. I am gonna take it out of your pants and your boxers, and I'm gonna put it in my hand, and you are going to spit on it. Good. And you're gonna fuck into my hand until I get the response that I want. Oh no, please don't. Oh, come on. This begging is pathetic. It's not the kind of begging that pleases me. It's surely not the kind of begging that is gonna get you anywhere. And I'm not gonna leave this room until I get what I want. There we go. There we go. Spit on it a little bit more. Good. Now keep thrusting up into my hand. Now, tell me you understand and you're gonna be a good boy and follow the orders that I gave you. No. Start again. I can't really understand what you're saying through all those moans. No. I'm gonna need you to start over again. You're out of breath already. It's only been a few moments. Come on. It's not like you haven't jerked your cock off before. I'm sure you can handle this. Come on, think with your head. Not just this head. Oh, it's very good. You're doing a very good job thrusting into my hand like that. Thank you. I do have very beautiful, long fingers, and I have an excellent grip. That's a little bit better. I think you need to put some more heart into it. And I think you need to go a little louder. I'm having trouble hearing you over all that heavy breathing and grunting that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Very good. I'm not convinced, though. I'm still not convinced that you really, truly grasp what you need to do here. Okay, you're gonna let my son play. You're gonna feature him in every game. You are never going to exclude him again. Good. Now say, thank you, ma'am, for teaching me how to do my job. And now I'm going to teach you a little bit about this that we're doing. That's very good of you. You were doing such a good job fucking up into my hand. But I think you need to be taken to the edge a little bit quicker. Oh, yes. I'm very good with my hands. Thank you. Oh, please. What are you saying please for? Please what? Oh. Please let you come. That's not what this is about. No. Why'd I stop? Well, you seemed like you were a little too close to coming. And I wanted to make sure you weren't a bad boy and came without permission. And, well, your spit's not really doing the job, so I'm gonna need to get a little bit of a lubrication aid here. What am I doing? I'm using some of my wetness so I can slather it on your cock and better tease you with it. It is the perfect lube for everything. Just feel how your cock glides in my hand. Oh, are you getting close again? Well, you can't come. Not until I tell you to. Oh, my hand is getting so tired. You're gonna have to start fucking into it again. You are such a good boy. You know just how to follow directions. I am very pleased with how much more obedient you are becoming. Well, I haven't decided that yet. Am I going to let you come? Well, you have been very good. You did give me exactly what I want. Shall I let you come? I can feel your balls just tightening up. I know you're close. Say thank you, ma'am. Oh, say it again. Keep saying it. Saying and keep fucking into my hand. Fuck it like you were fucking me. Oh, that's eager. Say thank you, ma'am, for teaching me a lesson. Thank you, ma'am, for putting me in my place. Now, say thank you, ma'am, for letting me come. Oh, and fucking come for me. Oh, shit. That is a lot of cum. Oh, does that hurt? Oh, does it hurt that I'm using your cum to lube up and keep stroking your sensitive cock? Oh, I'm sorry that you're too weak and pathetic and you can't withstand it. I think you trailed off at the end there. When you thanked me for letting you come. I'm gonna need to hear it again. Say thank you, ma'am. Didn't sound like you meant it. I'll stop when you say it. And I feel you meant it. Say it louder. Still not good enough. Louder. A little bit louder. Louder. Good boy. Wow. Yeah. I guess your cock's just a mess now. You're gonna have to go get that cleaned up, huh? Yeah. I'll just leave you to it. Thank you for the entertainment. It seems that you can be reasonable after all, even though I had to beat it out of you. You know what, Coach? I like you. I like how pathetically submissive you are for such a outwardly strong and dominant alpha male. Oh, it makes my pussy tingle knowing what I just did to you. And knowing how much you like that and how you begged for it. If you should ever grow a pair and decide that you want to do this again, you know where to find me. Oh, and Coach, this is truly a very lovely chat. I hope we can have it again sometime on some better terms and in a better place. Bye.